Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, on this Monday, a total in the lockbox, $308,815.
So I'm going to tell you this. I'm very concerned. We have to get to the $500,000 mark. Now, it shouldn't be that hard, but it will be. That's because in the FUD drive, we've always made at least $100,000 a day. We have about 7 days to go now. We should be able to do that if everybody decides this station is worth it. To hear about the things that are happening in this world. For example, David, I'm fascinated by the fact that we have a senior United States Senator in charge of the Foreign Relations Committee on the Budget Committee, Bob Corker, who now says that this president could lead us into World War III. That's not a Democrat. It's not somebody from the resistance. This is a senior conservative Republican and basically saying all the other senators feel the same way and that the triumvirate of the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense and the Chief of Staff are the adults in the room tampering down Donald Trump. That's very important because if you think about it, the 25th Amendment is there. When somebody is out of control in the presidency, there is the possibility of taking that person out of office. So the White House is in deep trouble because the senior people in the United States Congress with the oversight function, David, are positioning themselves in such a way that it may well be that this president is seeing the end of his reckless tenure.
The National Rifle Association surprised many last week when it said it would embrace possible restrictions on the so-called bump stock devices in the wake of Las Vegas and the mass shootings. Yesterday, they drew the line on an outright ban, saying it was the responsibility of the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, not Congress.
That's nonsense, of course. Congress can do whatever it wants. That is why they are a coordinate branch of government. Whether they have the guts to do that is another whole story. Look, 300 million guns in America, that's a huge number. It is so specific to the way in which people think about guns and what they mean to them psychologically that it's going to be very hard to change any of that. The Republicans have been playing to the base, and you have to give more and more red meat to that base. We see that now as people like Bob Corker are saying that they're not going to run for public office anymore because the base will beat them in a primary. Trump knows it. Corker knew it. And when you start talking about guns, it is absolutely essential to understand what the role of guns means to that base.
The Trump administration decided to allow employers to opt out of providing no-cost birth control to women. Immediate reaction from many, including Nancy Pelosi, who called it despicable, and Maura Healey in Massachusetts, the attorney general, immediately said she would sue.
That's right. We know that despite anything that Donald Trump may have said during the campaign, very little means anything. He may say things that favor women or people who are gay, but in the end, he reverts to type. We know that the concept of a woman's right to control her own body is on the way out because of this president. And we know that this idea that women aren't entitled to have birth control just shows what a misogynist president we have right now.
Finally, as we celebrate Columbus Day, I noticed that the governor of New York will be marching in the Columbus Day parade. There's been controversy over the statue of Columbus. If you read Columbus's diaries, he basically loved the idea of enslaving the Native Americans.
Look, there's no question that anybody who's Native American has a real gripe about the way in which Columbus came to America, waged war on the Native Americans, but you have a huge constituency for Columbus, of course, the Italian Americans, very proud of Columbus and his discovery, in quotes, of America. Nevertheless, it is incumbent on people to recognize exactly the way all of this happened.
Do your part in the lockbox now at WAMC.org. The on-air fund drive starts next Monday at 6 a.m.
Dave, there are people who say, oh, don't worry, you'll make it. Not unless everybody does something. We already have a $5,000 challenge. The question is, will that be enough to incentivize people to say, all right, if somebody can give that much money to the lockbox to make it happen, what can I do?
And we thank you.
We do indeed.